Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a snowy downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of December 26th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how their energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I hope you had a lovely Christmas and happy Kwanzaa. It's snowing here today. The weather forecast called for a dusting of snow, and right now we're up to about 6 inches of new snow, which I guess is what they call a dusting in Montana, so who knew? So it's the last week of 2021, and I just love the energy of this week. It's setting us up for a wonderful 2022. And if you haven't listened to the 2022 Astrology Forecast podcast with Deborah Norton yet, or if you have, you know that next year is a practical year when we get stuff done. And immediately as we enter January, there's electricity in the air. There's positivity and a sense of optimism that this is going to be a good year. And it's true. The astrology of 2022 holds a lot of promise. And this good energy starts off right off the bat with a new moon in that ambitious sign of Capricorn on January 2nd. So we'll be moving forward right when the year starts. So if you haven't done so yet, this is the time to get your plan and your strategy together for the year ahead. We want to get crystal clear on specifics because this is a time in which the universe is listening. So this week, we're still in the listening about our plan and getting our plan down on paper stage. We're just thinking about and rolling around ideas of what we want for next year. So don't worry if you don't have your plan in place by the first part of the year, because that new moon on the second will motivate and help you to complete it. So 2022 is going to be a good year, a better year than both 2020 and 2021. It's hard to say all these 20s combined. It'll be a very special year, unlike anything we've felt in over a decade. And you want to know why? Because Jupiter, my favorite planet and the planet of miracles and luck, will be dancing through Pisces through much of 2022. Now, Jupiter always guides and protects and brings joy to our lives. He acts like a secret guardian angel, ensuring that we have hope and making our dreams come true. So Jupiter in Pisces is just the injection of positivity we've been waiting for. And Jupiter is bringing luck, abundance, growth, opportunity, and wisdom to 2022. So we're ending the year and starting next year on a high note because this lucky planet Jupiter enters Pisces on Tuesday, December 28th, where it'll stay through May 10th, and then it comes back again from October through December to finish out the year. So Jupiter is known for bringing these cosmic blessings wherever it goes. But this transit is even more auspicious because Pisces is ruled by Jupiter, meaning that this expansive planet can work its magic even more effectively here. The magic is increased because it is in Pisces. So Jupiter in Pisces will bring just a sense of wonder and fantasy and creativity to our lives. And we can look forward to experiencing more spiritual growth, compassion, hope. Man, hope. Remember that? Remember hope? We get it back again. So this is a really great time to develop your mystical gifts or express yourself through anything creative. Now, I don't think of myself as a creative person, but I am really excited about taking my business to the next level and doing it in a whole bunch of creative, new, fun ways next year. Now, Jupiter is a slow-moving planet and only enters Pisces every 12 years. So this is not a transit to ignore, but one to actively take advantage of. This is a time to ask the universe for what you want and channel your energy intentionally. And I like to think of 2022 as being a marathon. We're going to set our intentions and our goals, and then we're going to train, and then we're going to work hard. and we're going to accomplish something big, and we're going to feel really fucking great at the end of it. And right now, this week, is the time before the marathon, when we need to rest, where we need to take it easy, when we need to maybe eat some carbs and some pasta. We're taking a break this week before we start our marathon. And I'm going to say it officially is going to start on January 2nd with that new moon. Now, 2022 is a six universal year, which we'll talk about in depth next week. But a six universal year is positive. Now, 2021 brought us a lot of change. And the main numerology themes as we move into 2022 are for healing and reinvention. So we are slowly rising from the ashes and we're starting to rebuild our lives. And we get another week to think about what we really want, another week to get our plan together, and another week to rest before we go, we're moving forward full speed ahead. So be sure to put some emotional and spiritual goals on your plan. We're really good at putting the practical stuff down, you know, like starting a business or cleaning out the garage or losing weight. But let's not forget the spiritual and emotional things like listening to and trusting your intuition. That would be super great to put on next year's plan. Becoming confident and believing in yourself. Tackling imposter syndrome. Raising your vibration. Being present. Now, I set the intention of appreciating my money more next year. A client and I made a pact to focus on appreciating our money this next year. And although I think we're both pretty good at it already, this week I'm going to brainstorm ways to do that. So clearly it's going to include appreciating everything more. So for 2022 for me is a year of appreciation. I am taking my appreciation to the next effing level, which is really exciting because gratitude and appreciation are the highest vibes next to love that exist. So basically, all this appreciation will raise my vibe and bring all kinds of great stuff my way, including money. So since this year is about getting stuff done, it would be a good year to team up with somebody or a group to hold you accountable. It's just going to give you that extra bit of support. Now, in the past, perhaps when we've set resolutions or intentions, you know, maybe we jotted them down on the back of an envelope for 20 minutes before the start of the year because we got to get something down. You know, everybody else has something, so we got to get something down. This is not that year. Okay. We're coming into a big year where we can get a lot accomplished and we can dramatically shift our life in realistic ways. So what we want to do is set ourselves up for success this year in every way possible. That starts with a great plan. Then we want to support our plan. We want to take classes. We want to read books. We want to listen to podcasts. We want to set small, achievable goals. We want to get a support system in place. We want to ask our guides for support. We are going all in this year, all in with our intentions and our resolutions and our plan for next year. That's why we've had 2 weeks now to get it together. And then this week to put the final touches on it with this fabulous, you know, Jupiter and Pisces energy. And if, once again, if your intentions, your plan aren't clear by the first part of this week, just wait until Sunday, January 2nd, because that is when we have the first new moon of 2022. And it's in that goal-obsessed Capricorn. And this moon gets us moving. That's next Sunday. So since Capricorn is the sign of structure, this is a powerful planning phase. And since this new moon arrives close to Uranus, which is the planet of surprises, we want to be open to unexpected things, to unexpected solutions, to unexpected ideas that just kind of seem to emerge out of thin air. So we're working our plan. We got everything in place. We got it all down there. And then we get this gift of this new moon that's going to give us more, ways to complete the plan that we had never even thought of. So it's just like the cherry on top of our 2022 intentions. So, all right. So to recap, 2022, here we come. This week, we're resting, We're eating carbs and we're getting ready for the marathon. We're getting our plan together and we're basking in those good vibes of Jupiter in Pisces. So next week, we will be talking about 2022 being a sixth universal year and what your individual year has in store for you based on numerology. And if you'd like a little bit more support to kick off 2022, I suggest my spiritual tune-up sale that's happening for the next couple of weeks. You get an hour astrology reading with Deborah Norton, an hour Akashic Records reading with Jamie Woolris, and an hour with me, all of those for only $300. Or you can just buy an astrology reading and an hour with me for $200, or an Akashic Records reading and an hour with me for $200. So you have options. I will put a link to the sale in the show notes, and you can find more info on my website, abundology.com. So, hey, I want to thank you guys for listening. This week and this year, I have really grown the amount of people that are listening to the podcast this year. And I thank you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for sharing it with your friends. So this week, slow down. Enjoy the week. Enjoy it. It's before the marathon. We're just going to chill out. We're going to be happy. We're looking forward to next year, which is going to be amazing. So enjoy the week, and I'll talk to you again next week.